It's a fair assumption that people in aged care are being fed, but are they getting enough food? Nah, they're getting the nutrition that they need. Meals on Wheels delivers food to 100,000 older Australians a year, but the organisation has become increasingly concerned about its ability to meet the nutritional needs of older people. Kate Tilley is its executive director, and she joins me this afternoon. Kate, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, Kate. Can you just describe for us what some of our older loved ones might be sitting down to eat?
In an aged care facility, not so much, because Meals on Wheels, I guess our goal is to try and keep people in their homes in the community. So, but sometimes we will deliver into residential care. But within homes, what we try and do is complement the range of meals that people have. And as we get older, people might have a mum or a dad or a grandma or a grandpa that this might resonate with. They might just, you know, take a bit of a shortcut and make a toast and a cup of tea or have a piece of cake. And what we know, which is very concerning, is that potentially up to 40% of older people are at risk of malnutrition.
Yeah.
And we don't think about that very often. And it's so fabulous that the Royal Commission is actually now casting its eyes to look at nutrition and have this conversation. And we're really delighted that they are, because we've got some fantastic examples out of Perth, out of Western Australia, about where really great meals that are nutritionally balanced actually can make an older person's life so much more enjoyable.
Oh, I'm sure it can. Can you
yeah.
just can you just tell us, I know that some national meal guidelines were developed
yeah.
by Meals on Wheels designed to meet those nutritional needs. So what should older folk be eating?
Well, I think that there's some misnomers in that often we see older people who are really, really slim, and we kind of assume that as we age, we do slim down. And really, that's actually completely unnecessary. So as we get older, we need really great protein. I'm not a dietitian, but the dietitians will tell you that we need nutritionally what they call dense foods. So good protein to help our muscles, carbs, a bit of extra carbs, and some yummy warm custard with some milk in it gives calcium, and it's really delicious. I don't know about you, but I love custard, and just really lovely food, that vegetables that keep people fit and well. And if we think about malnutrition, it's both preventable and treatable. So we tend to know that we should have a range of vegetables and meats and proteins. If you're not a meat eater, a range of proteins in your diet. And as we age, we actually need to increase the balance of that. And one of the dietitians told me at Meals on Wheels that it's actually really interesting that as we age, our BMI should go up a little bit. So we're all very concerned about being in our healthy weight range, but that shifts as we get older, and we need to have a diet that actually allows us to compensate. As older people age, they need a little bit more in reserve in case they get unwell, or in case they get they have a bit of a cold. It might impact them more severely than it might those who are younger and a bit fitter.
Indeed they do. Kate Tilley is
yeah.
Executive Director of Meals on Wheels. She's my guest on the program this afternoon. Are you finding, Kate, that there's more pressure on Meals on Wheels services now? Our
yes.
population is
yes.
ageing, and costs
yes.
are rising. Is it getting harder to provide the meals you provide?
Yeah, I don't even have to give that a minute's thought. Yes, it's getting so much more challenging. And we're really fortunate nationally. Meals on Wheels across Australia is supported by 76,000 volunteers. As you said, we support 100,000 Australians, and we deliver over 10 million meals every year, and all of those meals meet the national nutritional guidelines. So imagine the logistics and the work that goes in behind that. And we are funded, but the funding is different from state to state, and we would like those who are funded for meals in the community to receive the same as those who are funded within residential care. It's actually less, and so we're having some conversations to see if we can get someone to have a bit of a listen to that, because it is getting harder.
And are you of the view that central to the health and well-being of older Australians is diet and nutrition?
Yes.
If something like a million older Australians are actually malnourished, and it I'm not saying that there's deliberate intent here, but
no.
it might be through inattention or other such things. We can do a lot better, can't we?
Well, I think so, because I don't think we have these conversations. And, you know, that's what's so exciting about the Royal Commission actually having a conversation about nutrition, because often when we talk about meals in, say, residential care, as you asked earlier, it's about the quality of the meal and what it looks like and what it tastes like. But our conversation is about the nutrition of the meal as well. And it is like a building block for our bodies. It's like a medicine. So we know that for those million people, and you're spot on with that number, that are potentially malnourished, if we can get them the right meal, that it's like a form of medicine, that it's a building block for a healthy body. And I have the most beautiful example of a lady who lived in Western Australia who was in her 90s. And she was getting really thin. And you can imagine someone in their 90s, it might be, you know, someone's grandma out there listening tonight or their mum. She was getting really thin and really struggling to eat, and her appetite was starting to decline. And so the family kind of said, oh, look, you know, Mum, let's have a conversation about getting you some meals. And often when people are living in their own home, the kind of the first thing that they go is, yeah, you know what, okay, look, I will have a meal. That's fine. I don't really want to go to a residential care. I want to stay at home, but yeah, look, I'll have a meal. Anyway, she was in her 90s and she started meals with us. She not only put on weight, she stayed at home until she died at 105.
Yeah.
And that just makes my heart sing, that a simple thing like getting someone a great meal. And I've got, these are all examples that are out of Western Australia. A lady who was diabetic, she was blind, she was discharged from hospital, she was really underweight, living at home, and her family again organised for her to have some meals. She liked the meals, she enjoyed them, she could have a choice of what she wanted to eat, and her weight increased and her diabetes was controlled because she was eating properly. And she stayed at home for 8 years with Meals on Wheels support, and then eventually when she got a bit older and frail, she moved to live with her daughters. And her daughters said there's absolutely no question from that family's point of view, those 8 years that she was able to stay home was a direct reflection on Meals on Wheels.
I don't doubt it. Kate, thank you for talking to me. Kate Tierley is the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Australia. And we'll watch the hearings of the Royal Commission in Cairns this week, looking at nutrition in aged care facilities.